that where it's trying to run in, when they're dumping it out of Tankacomo as fast as they can, it's rising, and then it's just hitting, it just goes to back and, you know, basically backing itself into a lake awfully fast. But yeah, just having that, having your power pool down, you know, gives it a spot to run out to.
The other thing too is when we get ponding, then you, that's what happens when they keep the lake Tankacomo high, it ponds back. When we get ponding back up above St. James Street, then you wind up with the water that damages around it, hits that ponding and goes around it both ways. And this time there's no ponding. There was always velocity in Turkey Creek all the way through. And again, it was at 1250, it was at 6.25. So it'd come down 6 feet, almost 7 feet by noon. And again, too, part of what damages some of those buildings is if water stands in it. If it goes up, goes down, and they get it cleaned up right away, it's not nearly as bad as if they spend 2 or 3 days underwater.
Yep.
To a degree, it's a success story, too. Also, the emergency notice that they quit letting the water out of the dam. We've got to ensure that that's that critical link, that communication. It'd be good to highlight how that actually transpired, document how that transpired, because it needs to be in place at any time, and it worked. And so there's a success story that comes out of this whole.
Well, there's about two or three things here. One is, Devin, and I don't know, it might have been before your time, Reservoir Branch at Little Rock was very troublesome, to the point where we had a big call. Maybe some of you remember. Had a big call with them. And the Reservoir Branch guy didn't know that his mic was hot when there were 300 people on this phone call, and he was saying, "God damn it, I got to get a cup of coffee. I don't know what I'm going to tell these people. There ain't anything we're going to be able to do about this." He's all telling that to 300 people. That was Reservoir Branch. They were bad news. This group, whole different deal. And the other thing is, people love the Corps at Truman. They love the Corps a lot of places. It's Little Rock. And I've tried the Kermit the Funnel Crap. I've tried every dang thing, and it just doesn't.
Truman, they actually care for the people.
I mean, there's people always asking, can't we get transferred to the Truman District rather than the Little Rock District? So, anyway, this new branch, that was a good stroke, and we weren't pounding on them or anything. We were busy, and they came along. Now, I'll tell you what we do suffer from. The dang Facebook people. They're going to open the dam. We're going to die. That just wasted 45 minutes of EOC time when the phone calls just started pouring in. And it's all what boiled down to one person did all of that. God dang it. Makes me crazy.
Who did they call for
dam? They just put it on Facebook that they're going to open the dam.
Yeah.
What's people even look at it for?
Beats me. So they can pick up the phone and call City Hall, the EOC, and say, are we going to die?
Every year at the Tabor Rock and Fireside Dam meeting I go to, I bring it up to the Corps. Gravel gurney.
Yeah.
Clean the channel back out.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah,
the channel there, the channel in Bull Shoals is level. Now the water comes up wider and wider. That's why they keep going around taking more and more property.
Yeah. Gravel gurney.
Let people start cleaning the creeks out again.
We've lost.
No gravel
from here. Swan and Beaver.
Not around. I knew they weren't used for 200 acres. I just wondered if it was tied up anywhere.
12 foot deep, it's washed out in the last five years just because it's full of gravel. Yeah, all the bottoms washed away. Now, if you went down there and took a little kid's pail and filled it up with dirt, they'd be pressing charges to get you, but they're cool with every time it rains, 50 more dump truck loads washes down to Bull Shoals.
That bottom right down here is on the
gone. It'll.
If the they one don't behind get, your house.
Gone. stuff that, you know, hadn't moved since the dam went in until they decided that, well, it's better not to take any gravel out. It's full.
I like the trees that fell off of the 76 the other day where the slide was. That's your insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
For flooding.
Yep.
And now they're gone.
I tell the story once in a while. Ulysses S. Grant, everybody thinks he was most famous for his Civil War service. Ulysses S. Grant was a Corps of Engineers officer, and his most famous thing was he developed the wing dams on the Mississippi River. The channel on the Mississippi was not a commercially usable channel until he put wing dams on there, and the river cleans itself out. If we would put some wing dams on Taneycomo, there would always be a channel. It would be cleaned out. It would slow down the floods when they came for those types of things. But otherwise, it would divert water and clean Taneycomo up. But that had to be done 200 years ago, 140 years ago. We're not smart enough to do it now. I don't know why.
No.
So anyway, it doesn't matter, but there's strange but true fact.
Yeah. I put a call in on some of the road closures that they've done on the access. And Bella Cooley said everyone complained that there's so much trash, you know, what he said. And now, you know, we closed it off so people can't throw trash down there. And he said people are still just as mad. I said, like, my wife came in and said, honey, I need to do tires on the car. And I go, cool. Well, and the next day I sold her car. And I go, okay, well, I fixed that problem. You don't need tires anymore. You know, it's like, you know, you can't just their way of thinking anymore is just, it's goofy. But I'm awfully happy to hear this because that's maybe the first positive thing I've heard in 25 years.
That was a very smart move. And I had to brief the Hollister Chamber luncheon last time about, because that was 2 days after the water, a day and a half. And I said, these guys get some credit for this. A lot of times they take some bad bumps, but this one, they need to get credit for doing something right, because it helped us all by having that.
Did you all get in contact and thank them?
We have not.
I did that day.
You did, yeah.
Well, I mean, during what was going on, we said thanks, but I mean, there's not been anything formal. But probably when we get a little breathing room, we'll do a letter and send it to the commanding general of the Corps.
Make sure Mark Case gets a copy.
Yeah. We'll jump our head on that.
All right.
I did talk to the congressman's and senator's office that he was in this group. Poke on those guys and said you need to know there was a second side to it this time.
All right. I guess we've got anything else?
Move to adjourn.
There, yes.
Oh, I guess they do.
In force?
Yeah. No. The only thing is that our TAC will be meeting this August 14th to prioritize the road and bridge needs. And right after that will be MoDOT's high priority implement needs public meeting, and both are at the library center this time. So our TAC meeting starts at 9. It should end by 10:30, and right after that MoDOT public meeting will start.
From our last meeting, you got all the input you needed from Dane County, right? Our projects.
That has been updated and it's on our website.
Devin, while I'm thinking about it, this brought it back to my attention. I've thought about this before. I think can we amend this agenda to add visitors after new business or after old visitor? So we never call for visitors.
Where would you just put one in?
Well, I'm off that, you know, there's a public comment section in a lot of, and I don't know, is this thing set up formally this agenda is in an ordinance?
Cassie always works on that.
Okay, so if we, I'm always big on putting visitors low on the agenda after, because if people schedule to speak to us, and then they're behind somebody that's just railing about who knows what, they planned it, they took the foresight to do it. But if you put it down near the bottom, two in the people that are looking for the 5 minutes of fame every time, by the time it gets down to the bottom and everybody is left and tired, they don't have so much to say, and pretty soon they stop coming. Where the people that really have business, the gallery we have now, they'll stay and they'll do business. But if we get, then we wouldn't forget about them. It wouldn't be an afterthought to call for visitors each time.
Would we need a motion to add that?
Well, again, I think just staff guidance and Devin's staff puts us together. They can just, and I don't know what you call visitors or public comment, either one. I don't have
the comment section.
Where you want it, below the approval of minutes?
No, below new business, just before the term.
Bottom of the agenda.
And I'm assuming if people want, if they call ahead and get on the agenda to speak, they can go in new business, old business, wherever they fall, so the people that were had business.
Perfect.
I'll remake the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Perfect. We'll actually have to vote on that.